Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
If you have been with us in the past, you know that Pavlo Bandrisky, the vice president of Ukrainian Congress Committee of America, the Illinois division, has been a part of the show since a day or two after the invasion of Ukraine. I saw what has happened. I know that Kyiv is basically without water. I know they're working hard to restore water and power. What are your people, your family members, your friends, your loved ones in Ukraine telling you today, Pavlo?
Well, Lisa, they're saying that there was a massive attack on the country's capital, and the energy infrastructure is being targeted. Putin's army has been facing some serious losses, and they can't go against the Ukrainian forces, so they're going after civilian infrastructure, and specifically now they're trying to cut the energy and water supply to make it for a very difficult winter for the civilians in Ukraine.
And what's happening with the grain? Were they able to get that out of port or in port?
Well, there is discussion right now again with the Turkish representatives to try and make arrangements to have that continue. Russia has indicated that they are suspending operations to allow grain to be exported. But quite frankly, the Turks are very concerned. There's a significant part of the Arab population and the African population, which relies 80% or more on Ukrainian grain for their bread and other foodstuffs. So they are looking to get that resumed, and perhaps that could be done by having international escorts help with monitoring the ships as they leave the port of Odessa and take it out in through the Mediterranean.
And Ukraine's Air Force has had some success shooting down cruise missiles, haven't they?
They've been very successful with that. You know, there are reports that on some days they knock as many as 40 or 50 out of the sky. Right now, Russia has a severe shortage of missiles. You know, they're running out of missiles. They had somewhere in the neighborhood of over 1,800 high-precision missiles. They're probably down to maybe 500 of those or maybe less. And so that forces them to use some old Soviet-style missiles, which are quite frankly, very hard to target. And they, you know, they're just dumb rockets, if you will, you know, that are indiscriminately. They may aim for a target over here and it winds up landing over there. So right now, Russia's in the process of trying to buy more missiles from Iran and North Korea.
Pavlo Bandrisky is a vice president of Ukrainian Congress Committee of America, Illinois Division. You know, when you first jumped on the show right after the invasion, everybody had hope, even though we were concerned that the war would be over in a couple days because of the strength of the Russian military. We have since seen the perseverance of Ukrainian people and their strength and their unity, and it's gone on a long time. Is Putin's game just to continue to let it go on little by little until support for Ukraine starts to weaken, either in the form of dollars or, you know, just international support?
Well, he's hoping that international support wavers, and the unified help that has been coming in from the Western allies, from the United States and Great Britain, which has been extremely strong and getting stronger month by month as the war has been going on. He's hoping that, you know, as we get concerned more about inflation and other costs and so forth, that we forget who the aggressor is, who the invader is, you know, who launched an unprovoked war on innocent people, resulting in billions of dollars of damage and tens of thousands of innocent victims who have suffered and died as a result of this. Last month, my wife and I took in a refugee mom from Ukraine and her five-year-old daughter to stay with us. Dad had to stay behind because he's part of the defense efforts, and there are many, many of these throughout Chicago and other cities in the U.S. Where people have taken in women and children, you know, to stay with them until there is a victory for Ukraine, and there's a great hope that that it will come. It's just right now we are entered into a period of another rainy season. And during this era, it's very difficult for military vehicles to maneuver on roads. So that's slowing down some of the Ukrainian counteroffensive. But, you know, once when they keep moving forward and they keep chasing the invading forces out of the various villages and cities as they're progressing to take over the Ukrainian land and liberate it from the occupiers.
Pavlo, I'm sure there are people here that want to know how to help. Is there a way, a website, a way that the some people who are listening might be able to help?
Sure. If you go to our website, which is UCCAIllinois, all one word, .org, you'll see a Contact Us button. You could click on that, send us a quick note, an email on how you would be able to help, or if you are looking for more information, one of our volunteers would be able to get back with you and see what it is that we can do. I think one of the things that clearly people are going to be looking for, quite frankly, is work. You know, the Ukrainians traditionally have been a very hardworking and industrious people, and even though they are fleeing for their lives, they're going to be looking to somehow put food on the table and make some money. So if there's employment opportunities, certainly that's something that's going to be very helpful, because the program United for Ukraine has opened up visas for about 100,000 people to come here to the United States. And of those, we're anticipating about 18,000 or more coming to the Chicago area.
Okay, and you keep us informed about that, because I know there are people in the audience that would be willing to help and employ those coming from Ukraine. Pavlo Bandrisky, Vice President of Ukrainian Congress Committee of America. He'll keep us up to date on ways that you can pitch in or offer support. Steve has your news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. WGN.